A word for you from Numbers 32 verse 23. And be sure your sin will find you out. I'd like to emphasize the part of your sin will find you out. We've looked at your sin, your very own sin. We've looked at the sinfulness of sin. And now God is also saying here, your sin will find you out. He's already said, and be sure your sin will find you out. And we want to be double sure. God is pointing this out with his own promise, saying, you can be sure, for I say so, that your sin will find you out. Yes, it is in this context regarding the children of Israel, and they're going across the Jordan, and if they do not diligently hearken to God's voice, their sin would find them out, and they would suffer the consequences of their sin. But this is often used, and it is a very appropriate verse regarding secret sin, and God's guarantee, his law, that it will be discovered. Here are a few other verses, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14, for God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. Matthew 10, 26, therefore do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be made known. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, you can look at. Luke 8, verse 17, and Jeremiah 23, 20, 23 and 24. Am I a God who is near? Am I not a God far off? Can a man hide himself in hiding places so that I do not see him? Psalm 139 verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? And Matthew 5:28. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So this is really a heart matter. This is regarding secret sin. And God is laying before the children of Israel, not before the pagans of the world, but before his own people. He's making a law here, saying, you can be sure that your sin will find you out. There is the possibility that here in this life, sin doesn't get discovered while we're still alive. In fact, it is grace if we found out while we are still alive, while there is still breath in our bodies, so that we can repent. But the Bible does refer to the sins of some which will only be revealed on Judgment Day. Make sure that you discover your own sin and seek His grace.